Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
It is your daytime Queen Carol Ofori broadcasting live from our beautiful Umhlanga studios. And it's just smelling delicious today because Something Nutritious is in the building. We'll get to meet the owner of Something Nutritious. Very unique story. Very, very unique story. You want to hear this. And I love this story because it's a story of never giving up and also the power of social media. So stick around for that.
Carol Ofori.
It is KZN's number one. I tell you, there's gremlins in the system today and they will not get the best of me. Welcome if you're just joining us. It's the daytime Queen Carol Ofori cruising with you all the way until 12. It's a Wednesday and we celebrate Wednesdays in unique style. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. Last week we had a lady who was into solar power, okay? She was leading the way in solar power. And this week we have a lady who's into food, nutritious, beautiful food. Her name is Sinenhlanhla Mbambo and she has an awesome business called Something Nutritious. And I'll even read the tagline. It says nutritious tasty meals, okay? And now the story to me actually coming across Sine is crazy. Talk about the power of social media, all right? She was on the verge of closing her small business, which is Something Nutritious, and she had put a post out on Twitter saying that she was completely gutted by this. Enter Anelem Dota from 947 Breakfast, and she tags me. Carol Ofori, you're in Durban. This lady's in Durban. Can you hook this lady up? See the story, see the backstory, completely enthralled. And I'm like, absolutely, the story is beautiful. And this is why the story is beautiful. Number one, she's a student, all right? You started a business and it's very successful, seeing what I'm seeing here, the stuff you've brought. And then she's a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. She's passionate about healthy eating and just chasing her own dreams. So do well, help me welcome the beautiful Sinenhlanhla Mbambo. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Carol. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming through.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Your story is so powerful. Most people studying, right? You are a consumer science student.
Yes.
Majoring in food and nutrition.
That's correct.
Now, most students are focusing on trying to just pass the test, never mind starting the business before getting the degree or the diploma or whatever.
Yes.
What made you start this business as a young person still trying to get through the books?
You know, funny enough, we were talking about it that a year ago, I didn't even think, actually, this is a business I want to start. Mm. But I knew that I wanted to go back to school. Mm. So I knew exactly what I wanted to study. I've been really affirmative on like, okay, I really want to broaden my horizon within the food and nutrition space. And then like mid into the year, at around about March, I said, okay, why do I not start like selling healthy meals? Let's see how that goes. Just from the school thing, because there's so much knowledge that I was getting in school, just like with a breakdown of knowing like the basics and the breakdown of macros in food. Mm. So just knowing like the protein and the fats and the carbs. So I thought, okay, you know what? Let's try this out and see how it goes. And it's just been such a wonderful journey. I'm in awe every single time. Everything that's happening, I'm taken aback.
Yeah. So here we are sitting with, just so you know, some of the meals. She's brought me two meals. She's brought me an ostrich, one of my favorite cuts of meat.
That's great.
Ostrich grain bowl, which has some ostrich, I see. It's got some broccoli, one of my favorites as well. It's like you were reading my mind. And then there's some other yummy stuff. Explain like some of the stuff that you have in here.
Okay. So the ostrich grain bowl has a chimichurri dressing. So ostrich is a kind of, I always say that people need to move away from red meat and we actually need to get into ostrich because ostrich is considered more of a poultry.
Right.
So it's lean and it is high in protein. So actually just, you know, give red meat a break and kind of try ostrich out.
Yeah, I love it.
It's worth it. And then it's got sweet potato wedges. So sweet potato is currently in season. And what I kind of really take focus in that, in all the vegetables that we use, they are in season because that's when you'll get the most optimum flavor. Mm-hmm. So we've got sweet potato wedges, the chimichurri dressing, and then we've got some quinoa and brown rice.
Wow.
That really helps with the fiber.
Love quinoa. Yes. Girl, and brown rice. It's like, you know, I love all these foods. And then you got the ostrich meatballs with roasted onion hummus and chickpea and bulgur salad. Mm-hmm. Girl, I don't know what a bulgur salad is, but it looks very, very healthy. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. How did I end up finding you on Twitter? What happened?
So how it happened was there was a tweet and they were just asking like things about like your business. Just put a business photo dump. Mm. And then I had just, because the business started in April, and I just put photos of, this is the business that I've started. And then the tweet went viral because I think maybe it was also the tagline, which is something at that time I didn't think was like, it's going to stick out. But I was like, oh, you know, I started something that I hope will change my life.
Yeah.
And funny enough, it's just changed my life completely. So that went viral. And then Anela jumped on that and she was like, how do I place an order? And then I'm like, oh, my God. And at that time, that's happening. And I'm out and about. I'm busy, like, trying to hold back tears because I'm trying to not cry. Because I'm like, okay, what is happening? And Nelly is, like, asking for my meals.
Yeah.
And then I reply. She's like, okay, we need to get Carol on this. And then I'm like, okay, what is happening? I'm so overwhelmed that day. I was just in awe of everything that was happening.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, I'm so grateful because the online community that I've built is so, it makes me so emotional because they've really, really like held me down.
Yeah.
I think I've just built a community of really supportive people, even within the business, like with every milestone and like every hurdle, I'll say, okay, guys, where could I get this? And there'll always be someone who'll be like, you know, I can help you. People are just so supportive in the most remarkable way.
Yeah.
And I think they really have played such a big role in like supporting my dream.
Yeah.
Because I think I didn't know how this will manifest out. I think when I started, because it started off as a food platform page.
Right.
So I
used, food platform page to food creation page in Durban to now expanding to Johannesburg.
Yes.
We're going to chat more about that in our next break. And if for anyone listening right now, this is the ultimate example of Just Start. This is a student who is studying food and then decided to start a business. And now her business has expanded into Johannesburg and she hasn't even finished school yet. I can't deal. We'll chat to her, Sne. We'll chat to her. Well, the social media community has definitely been some help for our in-studio guests. Her business has really been flourishing thanks to the likes of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Her name is Sinenhlanhla Mbambo and she's in studio with us and we've just come to learn so much about. We've been chatting a lot on off air. If you want to watch us, we're live on Facebook Live. So please go to East Coast Radio's Facebook page. You'll see us live in studio. Hello, my Facebook family. All right. So, Sine, we've been chatting. Guys, I've learned so much about this lady. Okay. First of all, let me tell you if you're just joining us. All right. She's a consumer science student currently majoring in food and nutrition. And she started a business called Something Nutritious, which she started in April 2024, as in like just the other day. Okay. Now the business has grown exponentially and she's now going to Joburg to do a pop-up. What is the business? It is prepackaged meals, deliciously freshly made prepackaged meals. I can't wait to dig into Facebook. You can see my delicious Something Nutritious meal. This is ostrich grain. And let me just read for you some of the stuff. She really thinks about and curates these meals pretty well. High in fiber grain bowl, full of nutritious, tasty and filling ostrich and high in protein and lean, served with sweet potato wedges and some chimichurri dressing. And then the ingredients, ostrich, brown rice, quinoa, sweet potato, chimichurri, broccoli and some green beans as well. And then I've also have another meal I've been blessed with, which is the glaze. Ostrich meatballs. I'm a big fan of ostrich. Absolutely love it. And with this, she's got some hummus and chickpea and all of that. So the backstory to this is that she started studying this consumer science and then decided, hey, whilst I'm studying, let me actually go into the business I want to. But here's the kicker, everybody. She's got a BSc in genetics. And then she's like, I want to go into food. I love that pivot. You know, some of us, we're too scared. We decide to go into a particular career. And then even if we're not enjoying it, we hate waking up every morning. We're too scared to pivot. Tell me about the pivot from BSc genetics to ostrich.
I think, you know, it's such an incredible journey because I think, so I come from a family were of incredible cooks. You know, my mom was the best cook. My aunt is literally the best cook.
Yeah.
My sister is such a great cook.
Yeah.
My cousins.
Everybody.
Everyone is so good.
Right.
But growing up, I really didn't know that food was my thing. I think also because my mom was always cooking for us. So we thought, you know, we don't have to cook because
mama's got us.
And so when I left to go to varsity, I really decided I really want to live like a really healthy lifestyle. So I want to make my own meals. And I would make, so I used to stay in a commune with some of my friends. And then I would, and they're like, oh my God, your meals are so good. And then I would post it on my own personal like page, on my personal Instagram. And then they were like, you need a starter page. Like, this is really good. And
this
I'd be like,
good.
No, it's not that deep. I'm just trying to live well, you know. And
yeah.
then it also was just a thing of, I really, at that time, I really didn't know what I was doing. It was more of like a creative outlet. And it just came easy to me. Like, just making the meals come together the way they are.
Yeah, you basically work walking in your purpose. Because if everything is coming easily, then you know you work walking in your purpose. So your meals, who are you targeting? Who's getting your meals? Who should be saying, because I can already see someone like me, there are days when I decide I'm not eating with the family because me, I'm going super healthy. And this is absolutely an option. But who is your core target market?
So my core target market is basically someone who wants to live a healthy lifestyle and they actually don't know how to go about it. I think this is also such a great way to kind of start. It gives you like a foundation of, okay, this is the type of meals that you should actually be looking at. So I would probably start and buy the meals just to have a basic idea. I'm also looking for someone who doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing that has been a fundamental for me is the convenience. Healthy food, there is, you know, convenience is associated with fast food.
Right.
Fast food, that's not good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, we can do this.
We can do this
from a healthy perspective. I'm telling you, it is possible. So, you know, the dream is that there'll always also be one day be an outlet where you can purchase the meals, because we really want the convenience of you being able to purchase the food. Because a lot of people, they'll be like, I don't eat healthy because
it's
I don't have the time.
It's too much work. Yeah.
It's too much work.
So that leads me to my next question. You've got, you're doing so well in KZN. Joburg has asked for you. You're going for a pop-up on the 15th of July. And all of this stemmed from you saying, I'm studying this and I'm actually going to start a business before I finish. So what are your words of inspiration to someone who is too scared to start? Because you started now, April 2024.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I think, okay, so I have two words that I have.
Okay, give me.
The one is actually something that you just said. I think just start. I think I was like in the beginning, I thought, okay, if I start, maybe I need like a finished product. And then, you know, this is what I present. And every single week that I have started, everything has improved as the week goes by. Like, you will find your feet as you go. You know, you will, the little details, like, it will sort itself later. Don't overthink it and be like, oh my God, it needs to look a certain way. Just start. It will find its place. Like, everything will kind of work out. And then the second one is that you need to be obsessed with improvements. And I think that's just something that I have always been on. Like, you know, every little thing, like, can always get better, because there's always going to be someone who's going to come on the market and they'll probably have more funding. They'll probably have resources that are better than you. So you always constantly need to be trying to improve the product that you have. Make it better.
Make it better. Snintlantla Mbambo. Something Nutritious is the name of her brand. You can find her on Instagram at something.nutritious. We're going to put up some pictures, so you'll definitely see that. Facebook Live as well, but it's at something.nutritious. And if you want to mail her, it's Mbambo Ntlantla at Snintlantla rather at outlook.com. But I always suggest finding on social media is always the easiest way to find anybody. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
keep living your dream. team. Like, you're amazing. I see here that I'll be having one serving of this delicious meal. Mm-hmm. And I think the calories are here as well.
Yes.
I can't find it now, but I know there's a calorie thing here. And I'm looking forward to tucking in. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
There we go. At something.nutritious on social media. Sinintlantla Mbambo, she is the founder of this wonderful business.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.